Blog Talk Radio.
Steps to Christ. Chapter 4. Confession. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Proverbs 28:13. The conditions of obtaining mercy of God are simple and just and reasonable. The Lord does not require us to do some grievous thing in order that we may have the forgiveness of sin. We need not make long and wearisome pilgrimages or perform painful penances to commend our souls to the God of heaven or to expiate our transgression. But he that confesseth and forsaketh his sin shall have mercy. The apostle says, "Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed." James 5:16. Confess your sins to God, who only can forgive them, and your faults to one another. If you have given offense to your friend or neighbor, you are to acknowledge your wrong, and it is his duty to freely forgive you. Then you are to seek the forgiveness of God, because the brother you have wounded is the property of God, and in injuring him, you sinned against his Creator and Redeemer. The case is brought before the only true mediator, our great High Priest, who was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin, and who is touched with the feeling of our infirmities, and is able to cleanse from every stain of iniquity. Hebrews 4:15. Those who have not humbled their souls before God in acknowledging their guilt have not yet fulfilled the first condition of acceptance. If we have not experienced that repentance which is not to be repented of, and have not with true humiliation of soul and brokenness of spirit confessed our sins, abhorring our iniquity, we have never truly sought for the forgiveness of sin, and if we have never sought, we have never found the peace of God. The only reason we do not have remission of sins that are past is that we are not willing to humble our hearts and comply with the conditions of the word of truth. Explicit instruction is given concerning this matter. Confession of sin, whether public or private, should be heartfelt and freely expressed. It is not to be urged from the sinner. It is not to be made in a flippant and careless way, or forced from those who have no realizing sense of the abhorrent character of sin. The confession that is the outpouring of the inmost soul finds its way to the God of infinite pity. The psalmist says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." Psalm 34:18. True confession is always of a specific character, and acknowledges particular sins. They may be of such a nature as to be brought before God only. They may be wrongs that could be confessed to individuals who have suffered injury through them. Or they may be of a public character, and should then be as publicly confessed. But all confession should be definite and to the point, acknowledging the very sins of which you are guilty. In the days of Samuel, the Israelites wandered from God. They were suffering the consequences of sin, for they had lost their faith in God, lost their discernment of his power and wisdom to rule the nation, lost their confidence in his ability to defend and vindicate his cause. They turned from the great ruler of the universe and desired to be governed as were the nations around them. Before they found peace, they made this definite confession: "We have added unto all our sins this evil, to ask us a king." 1 Samuel 12:19. The very sin of which they were convicted had to be confessed. Their ingratitude oppressed their souls and severed them from God. Confession will not be acceptable to God without sincere repentance and reformation. There must be decided changes in the life. Everything offensive to God must be put away. This will be the result of genuine sorrow for sin. The work that we have to do on our part is plainly set before us: wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes, cease to do evil, learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. Isaiah chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. If the wicked restore the pledge, give again that he had robbed, walk in the statutes of life, without committing iniquity, he shall surely live, he shall not die. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 15. Paul says, speaking of the work of repentance, ye sorrowed after a godly sort, what carefulness it wrought in you, yea, what clearing of yourselves, yea, what indignation, yea, what fear, yea, what vehement desire, yea, what zeal, yea, what revenge. In all things ye have approved yourselves to be clear in this matter. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 11. When sin has deadened the moral perceptions, the wrongdoer does not discern the defects of his character, nor realize the enormity of the evil he has committed, and unless he yields to the convicting power of the Holy Spirit, he remains in partial blindness to his sin. His confessions are not sincere and in earnest. To every acknowledgement of his guilt he adds an apology in excuse of his course, declaring that if it had not been for certain circumstances, he would not have done this or that for which he is reproved. After Adam and Eve had eaten of the forbidden fruit, they were filled with a sense of shame and terror. At first, their only thought was how to excuse their sin and escape the dreaded sentence of death. When the Lord inquired concerning their sin, Adam replied, laying the guilt partly upon God and partly upon his companion, "The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat." The woman put the blame upon the serpent, saying, "The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat." Genesis 3, 12 and 13. Why did you make the serpent? Why did you suffer him to come to Eden? These were the questions implied in her excuse for her sin, thus charging God with the responsibility of their fall. The spirit of self-justification originated in the father of lies and has been exhibited by all the sons and daughters of Adam. Confessions of this order are not inspired by the divine spirit and will not be acceptable to God. True repentance will lead a man to bear his guilt himself and acknowledge it without deception or hypocrisy. Like the poor publican, not lifting up so much as his eyes unto heaven, he will cry, "God be merciful to me, a sinner." And those who do acknowledge their guilt will be justified, for Jesus will plead his blood in behalf of the repentant soul. The examples in God's word of genuine repentance and humiliation reveal a spirit of confession in which there is no excuse for sin or attempt at self-justification. Paul did not seek to shield himself. He paints his sin in the darkest hue, not attempting to lessen his guilt. He says, "Many of the saints did I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priests, and when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them, and I punished them oft in every synagogue, and compelled them to blaspheme, and being exceedingly mad against them, I persecuted them even unto strange cities." Acts chapter 26, verses 10 and 11. He does not hesitate to declare that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. 1 Timothy 1:15. The humble and broken heart, subdued by genuine repentance, will appreciate something of the love of God and the cost of Calvary. And as a son confesses to a loving father, so will the truly penitent bring all his sins before God. And it is written, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." 1 John 1, 9. End of chapter 4.
Father, we just want to thank you for the privilege of prayer. We come before you, as you said, we are two or three gathered together doing the things concerning where we are in the midst. Thank you to be here. Bless us tonight, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Welcome, my dear beloved, to Advent Health Reform Thursday. This is Sister Powell, who will be your host. So we are welcoming everyone from around the area, from Tennessee, from Florida, those from the Netherlands, those from Africa, those from China, Japan, Jamaica, Maryland, Louisiana, Albany, New York, and the adjoining area. Welcome one, welcome all. Yes, my dear beloved, we will start open our program tonight by the scripture reading. Genesis 1, 29 to 30, and 3 John 1 to 3. Asking a reader, if you would like to read, just a few of us on the line, so you can put your hands up if you want to read a scripture for me that I can open the line. If not, I will read it because we just have a few people who join, and the time is now actually 7:24 here. So if you would like to read, can you put up your hand that I open the line? And I just would like to know if you are hearing, if everything is okay. Okay. Well, my dear beloved, I am going to read a scripture, right? Our scripture passage is taken from Genesis 1, 29 to 30, and it's read, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is of the earth, every tree in the which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed, and to you it shall be for meat. And the last part said, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. So dear beloved, Lord gave us the herb for our meat, and he loves us so much that he had given us the He knows what we need, right? So let us read now in 3 John to hear what he wants us to do, right? 3 John, and this is from 1 to 3. The elder unto the well-beloved Gallus, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou may prosper and be in good health, for I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify unto me, I testify of the truth, that is indeed even as thou walking in the truth. And 4 says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children settled in the truth. So the Lord wants us to settle in the truth, my dear beloved. So he told us that he has no greater joy, right? So joy is in his heart when he knows that we settle in the truth and that we are sharing the truth to others to bring light to them so that they may come to know you. And Revelation 22 said, my favorite scripture is, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and out of the Lamb, and in the midst of the street of it, and on either side was the river, which bare, or the river, was there a tree, the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month for the healing of the nation. So we just want to thank God, right? That God is able. He can do all things. He gave us our food, right? And if what he has done for our first parents, right? He gave us, he designed, you know, that the ratio, what we should eat. And, you know, because of what took place, he gave them the opportunity so that they could eat a clean animal's flesh for the period. Because in Noah's days, we realize that everything, every fruit tree was destroyed through the flood. So he gave Noah the instruction that he could eat the clean meat that he has, you know, into the ark. But, right, animal food was not the most healthy article of food for men, right? So we saw that the people who lived before the flood ate animal food and gratified their lust until their cup of ignity was full. And God cleansed the earth of its moral pollution by the flood, right? So that was the cleanse of the earth. Then the third dreadful curse rested upon the earth, and the first curse was pronounced upon posterity of Adam and upon the earth because of what? Disobedience. So we thank God for all these wonderful quotes that we could read and, you know, in his word, and we also can share with others. So, my dear beloved, this is the time that we know that God have given us 8 health laws. And the 8 health laws is nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, air, rest, and trust in God. So I'm going to open the line now to my dear beloved who want to share some of their testimony, praise, and some of the things that they have been using to boost their immune system. So can you identify yourself? You want to share? Can you press 1? The line, welcome to everyone who joined. We just have a few people on the line. So we are asking you if you could press 1 that I can open the line with a testimony, a praise, a song, right? It's your time now that you can share. So do, can you press 1? All right, thank you. 301-868, your line is open. Thank you for come joining. Thank you for participating.
How do you do, Sister Powell, beloved? Thank you for opening up my line. I am under some crunch time, so I'm taking some breaks. I look at the time. I would have several chapters that I need to read and get a task done before today's out. And so, hence my lack of presence for the entire night, but I bless God for his grace. I bless him for his mercies. Today at in my program, I told y'all I'm working with some awesome scholars, and they are just amazing. They're hilarious. You never know what they're going to do. Some of them, most of them are nonverbal, and so you have to kind of learn them to know what is it they want. And just think about it. If you're not able to speak, but you want something, how would you communicate to someone that you need it, right? So we have nonverbal in the room or very limited in terms of communication, but we have to figure out what is it they're saying, and not only figure out what is it they need, but also be able to put a plan in place to teach them. And so today we had someone from the central office that came in to observe. We didn't know he was coming. And the coordinator said something to me which was funny. She was like, you know, I don't want you to put on no show, you know, just do what you do. And I said, we do a show every day. I go in every day to educate children, and we are allowing the Spirit of God to show through us so that these children can see that, you know, we believe in God. We believe in a higher being, even though we're not necessarily saying God and crying out with prayer, but we pray before they get there. We pray in silent while they're there. And I share this story. I know Sister Powell said that, you know, I kind of wrap it up so that others could chime in. But every morning I go in the building, I'm praying. I pray in my classroom before the children comes, and I pray with my assistant. And so I didn't know that someone came to my room, and I was speaking to her yesterday. You know what the woman said to me? She said, I came by your room and I saw you praying. And she said, oh my goodness. She said, I didn't interrupt you. I didn't let you know because I didn't want to start you. And that's all I said. You could come in. And her kids, they have like 3-4 kids in their room, always come into my room, into our room, leave their class and come into our room and sit with us. And I was sharing with my assistant. I was like, you see that? Spirit of God is leading them in this room because we're praying. We're asking God every day to allow his Spirit to illuminate the room, to give us calmness and peace and allow the kids to be obedient. And I'm telling you, the little boy that I told you, he couldn't talk, but they said that he's one that throw chairs and would knock over tables. Have not done it yet, and my prayer is that he will never, ever do that again. He is cooperating. You know, he come to me asking me to draw something, and I know that. I told him, I said, I cannot take any credit for that. I know it's the Spirit of God. The other, one of the other teacher that is there, I didn't know that she was there. She is an Adventist and go to the church that I go to up in the street, and she comes to my room every morning and say, I'll come to your room so that we could pray. God is moving. And let me give you the other praise report. Get ready now. Remember I was telling you about my principal, how he does all of these little conniving, devilish things, but we know that it's not him. So we ask God for his forgiveness, because we know that it is the devil using him, and it's not a flesh and blood warfare that we're in, but we're in a spiritual warfare. And I was telling my Sister Paul, she was like, you should pray that, you know, you leave that place. And I was like, I remember having a conversation with her, and I was like, it is not my will. God will be done, and wherever God wants me to be is where I will be. And so I got an email. He sent an email yesterday, but I saw the email, but I didn't get a chance. I didn't have a chance to check it because it's summer. I'm working with my summer program. And so one of my former teacher who left this year called me, and she said, did you read the email? And I said, no, I saw it, but I didn't get a chance to read it because I'm doing all of these things. And she said, oh, the principal is leaving. I was like, bless God, because the prayer, I know Sister Paula prayed that God will move him out of the way if it is his will. Can you beat God? And I remember everybody saying to me, well, what are you going? Where are you going? I had all of these interviews. I told you I had an interview for the program coordinator, and the man tried to get all slick two and a half, three weeks later, want me not as the coordinator, quote unquote, but he didn't come out and say it, want me as a classroom teacher. And I was like, you know what? Wherever I need to be is where God is going to lead me to be. And look, they moved the principal out of the way. And so they had a meeting, and I was told, I wasn't on the meeting, but I was told that the instructor and the director, which is his boss, said this, oh, it is not a, it's not a demotion. Why would you need to say that? They said that he's going to be out of the school system. He's going to still be in our district, but he's going to be now teaching, helping to teach principal. And I was like, helping to teach principal? What? You know, but anyway, I'm not even worried about that. But I just thank God for his faithfulness towards us. I thank God for answering prayers. I thank God for him showing that he is still in control. We just have to be obedient. We just have to trust him. We just have to have the faith, knowing that God's timing is right and all things work together for good for them who love the Lord, called to do his purpose. And no weapon formed against God's children will ever prosper. So keep praying. Remember, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous avail it much. And I'm going to ask you to pray for me. I have these, you know, I have this big paper that I need to write, and I have some chapters that I need to read first before I'm able to write it. And so I ask that God will give me the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding, and the direction, and the strength to be able to do that. Tomorrow I have some progress report that I need to finish for my program. And then I also have some documents that I need to get together for my daughter so that she's able to get her her grants and get her scholarships ready. And so I'm praying for you to pray for me for that. And we're also going to be traveling to Jamaica. And so I pray that, you know, God will give us safe traveling mercies. But I thank you because for your prayers. And I'll tell you this, and I'll end. This is the coordinator, ESY program coordinator, her first ever coordinator as, you know, first ever assignment as a coordinator. And I told you that the director came in to observe, and they were just blown away. And I know that it is because of the prayer that was prayed, asking God to shine the light so that His glory can be seen within this building and within this summer program. Every morning I go in there, I pray. Every single morning I'm praying. I pray for her, pray for the children, and I prayed for the teachers and the staff. And we had a wonderful get-together today where individuals were able, we put it together. They were able to bring food. You know, I brought my healthy stuff, my plant-based stuff. I asked individuals, you know, to bring plant-based stuff. There was some meat, too, as well, clean meat. And, you know, I mean, but, you know, everybody just worked together collaboratively. And I just thank God for his spirit and for moving, you know, on our behalf. Amen? So thank you so much, Sister Powell, for opening up my line. And I'm rejoicing. Hook up from heaven in all gamut. Amen?
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you. Thank you for coming and also sharing, despite, you know, what is happening with you. We're busy in your work, but God is able. And also prayer was answered. So all we have to do, just pray for that principal, you know, that he will not go around and do what he has done into that classroom, right? So God is so good. And yes, sure, we will be praying for you, my dear beloved. Yes, my dear beloved, I'm asking you if you want to share. We are going to be coming up in the time. We ask you if you want to share. Please can press 1 that you can share God's goodness as we have read. You know, some of the things that God have given unto you guys that you can use to boost your immune system. I would like you please to share. I don't want Sister Powell alone to be talking, right? I would like everyone to just share something. God is so good. He's so great. He is merciful, and he pour a lot of blessings upon each one of us. So this is the time that you have the opportunity to share. So please press 1. We will be having our brother, our dear brother, Elder Richardson. You will present the message around 8:30. So we are asking any brother. O'Neill is on the line anyway, and you want to share some present. Some. If you want to share, continue with what you were sharing last week, you can so do. Press 1 that you can start early before we go into prayer. All right. So we asking you all on the line to press 1. If you do not press 1, the line is not going to open because I don't know if you want to share. So your opportunity is for you to press 1, singing this little song, and it's I Will Wait on My Brothers and Sisters. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation. Purchase of blood, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. 301, would you like to share something?
Yes, Sister Powell, I was trying to say, I also want to give a praise report. I thank God that in the short notice, Brother Richardson just always the ram in the ticket, where because I'm not able to host or just to do the message today, we were able to contact him, and God just allow him always a willing man servant of God. And I just want to thank God for that, and I thank God for his wife as well, Sister Richardson, always willing to allow, Brother Richardson to be able to participate in the Advent Light ministry, coming back home, right, to share the ministry. So I just want to thank God for that as well. And I thought about it as you were sharing. I was like, okay, no, I got to give God his praise and his thankfulness towards that, because it was just short notice, and he was able to fulfill what God has called him to do. So I just want to thank God and give a shout out for our manservant that is going to be speaking today on behalf of our Heavenly Father. And so I thank you so much for that, for opening up my line, Sister Paul, for allowing me to share that.
Amen. Thank you, my dear. Even our dear beloved is always willing. Thank you for reminding us that. 985, your line is open. 232,
John.
Your line is open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. And I just thank God for being on once more with my sisters and brothers. And just thank God for him keeping us again, so that we may come on this line and share with each other, thanking him for all the goodness that he done for us. We just want to thank God because we know he's worthy and everything he do for us. We are blessed to be in the midst of the Lord all the time, because He's worthy to be praised. And I just like to share this prayer. Thank you for calling me to be a part of your good works. Help me to use my time, talent, and treasure and the honor you, Father, your kingdom. Please accept my gifts and my service. And yes, and them to your, and add them to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I just want to thank God. So I pray for peace and compassion to all understanding so that he can give me all these things that I can get these talents and this, all this good stuff so I can share with somebody, you know, and let them know that, you know, God's word stands, God said, and what does say the Lord, so that they can, you know, understand where I'm coming from about the Lord. And at times I pull it through. I know I pull it through when I give them a testimony. I pull it through well. And, you know, because, you know, they leave stunning. But they like, amen, amen, you know. It's a good one. So I just thank God for, you know, I'm being a part of something good. And, you know, for some time it takes a little bit and the Lord start adding more stuff. And then I come out, I'm like, feel like I just told us so much. And I just get happy myself. So I just thank God for that. I said, well, I'm learning something too. So I thank God. So I just want to ask for prayer for all my brothers and sisters on Advent Light. Ask the Lord to lift them up and strengthen them where they weak. Ask for prayer for the sick, the homeless, the nursing homes and all the ones in the streets. And for prayers for all the four corners of the United States, and just keep my family in prayer. I have another cousin that just died. So we know that numbers are calling quick. So I just pray everybody, you know, was making it in, making the they calling into the Lord, you know. I just pray. Because they're calling in mighty fast. They're leaving. So we have to go. But just keep each one in prayer, all the other ones that are in Berece, and just God for another day. Amen. Thank you for my life.
I'd like to say hello to everyone. This is Brother John from Home, Louisiana. And just want to give God the praise. And just thank you for another day. You know, thank you for another day, oh Lord. And just thankful for everything, for this life, this wonderful gift that he gave us. And just the friends and family, thanking for all of that. You know, just the prayer line and the ones that our sisters and brothers on the prayer line and all that. And just pray for the world. I guess I'll say it like that. You know. So I won't say too much more, but just want to say that I heard them say that when a person dies, that their life flashes before their eyes. Everything that happened in their life flashes quick before their eyes. And I just want to say, once I got baptized and was reborn, ever since then I've been, you know, doing my best. So the day I do pass away and my life flashes before my eyes, I want it to be something worth looking at, you know, because I'm giving my all to do my best as to be a good person. So it'll be something flashing, something wonderful to see, not nothing bad to see. So God bless. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda. Thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, for coming and sharing your prayer, your testimony, and the goodness of God, all the things that he has done, right? You can praise him and give him all the praise, because all praise and honor go to him. So we just want to thank you. Life has been changed, right? When I met Jesus, my whole life has been changed. So thank you, Brother John. And you continue to carry out his work and to share with others. All right. 857-505, your line is open.
Amen, amen. Hello, Sister Power. Hello, my beloved brothers and sisters. How we do, my brothers and sisters? God is good. He's worthy to be praised, brothers and sisters. He's awesome. He's worthy to be praised. Sister Power, I'd like to thank God for his love because God is good. He's worthy to be praised. And Sister Power, I have a prayer request, my dear sister. My prayer request is to pray for my mother. Lift up my mother in prayer, Sister Power. And Sister Power, I'm praying that you guys will go to Sister Power to come to Bay Cove, come to preach the word, Sister Power, to others. And Sister Power, I'm praying Sister Stephanie will bring a powerful song, and I'm praying for the men that the men will preach the word, and I'm praying for the ladies, Sister Power. I'm praying for Sister Stephanie that Sister Stephanie will come sing at Bake Off, come sing praises unto the Lord because God is good, is worthy to be praised. Sister Stephanie, Sister Power, I go only on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I go to Bake Off, so please look for Bake Off in prayer and pray for the others, Sister Power. And Sister Power, I'm praying for all Sister Power, I'm praying for all Advent Light Ministry, that Advent Light Ministry will go to Bay Cove too, Sister Power, on Tuesdays and Thursdays at the workplace, Sister Power. And Sister Power, you could come at 9 a.m. Can you mention that on the prayer line? I'm praying for Sister Stephanie, that Sister Stephanie will bring a powerful song, Sister Power. Sister Power, Sister Stephanie's favorite song, I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me all my days, like no other. I love you as a father. I love you as a friend all my days, of your goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. And Sister Power, I'm praying for Sister Stephanie, that Sister Stephanie will sing that song of the eagle.
Amen.
That I'm praying
Amen.
For Sister Stephanie.
Amen.
Yes, Sister Power, I didn't intentionally mention that in the prayer line.
Amen.
That the prayer line will go on the eagle. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Brother Eli, for that song, I love you, Lord. All my life I will be faithful. You know, that is the desire of each one of our heart. And Brother Eli, we all are praying for that. You gave us an invitation. We're praying. We're putting it to the Lord. And we are leaving it to the Lord. He is the one going to help each Advent light so we can come. So it is in the Lord's hand, right? So we want to thank you for coming and also for sharing. All right. Yeah. 843, your line is open. 843-206, your line is open.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Sister Powell, for opening my line. This is Sister Tynico from Florida, and I'm just so grateful to be here tonight. for the Health Thursday message, which is the right arm of the gospel. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm just so grateful. The Lord brought me to my appointment and brought me back safe and sound. So I'm grateful for safe travel and mercies. And I'm thankful for everything that the Lord does for each and every one of us on this prayer line. And I have a scripture to share with you tonight, Psalms 100, verses 1 through 5. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. But I praise the Lord, and I do have a health nugget to share tonight about exercise. She girds herself with strength. Yes? Amen. And it's taken from Proverbs 31:17. God designed you to be physical, active, no matter your age or your physical limitations. There is likely something you can do to increase your level of activity. In fact, as little as 30 minutes of moderate exercise 3 times a week can help improve your heart health, aid in weight loss, reduce stress, elevate your mood, and give you increased energy and more. So be sure to check with your physician before starting. If you haven't exercised in a while, start slowly, and the life you save could be your own. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Tamiko, for reading and also hearing your nugget. God is so good. We thank him for giving us the 8 laws of health. And all, if we be obedient, we know we will all will be healthy being, right? Be successful in all that we have been doing. So we just have to depend upon the Lord. 518-482, your line is open.
Okay, Sister Paula, good evening. Thank you for opening my line. I came in very late, and right now I'm so tired. I don't know what to do with myself. But I thank God for spare life and for protecting me and my going out and coming in for this week. And for to come on this line, just to give God praise, because God is always, always, he is worthy of our praise. And this evening, I want to sing, I don't know, I just want to sing a verse or two of this song. Mm-hmm. Yes, I have so many songs to sing. Yes, I'm asking God to take our hearts, take our hearts this evening, take our hearts and make it thine. Because there's so much going on in the world today, so much of this curve of walk in life, and I just don't know what to say. But sometimes you really feel, yes, really feel down and out, and I thank God. So this is my prayer for all of us this evening. Take my heart, O Father, take it. Make and keep it all of thine own. Let thy spirit melt and break it, this proud heart of sin and stone. And the other verses say, Father, make it pure and holy, far from sin, fond of sin and far from strife, turning from the paths unholy of this vain and sinful life. Ever let thy grace surround me. Strengthen us with power divine. By thy workhorse of love that bound us, make us all to be holy thine.
May the blood of Jesus heal us, and our sins be all forgiven. Holy Spirit, take and seal us. Guide us all in the path to heaven. You know, we need, all of us need this prayer. We need to be guided in the path of heaven because there is so much things to distract our attention from following God. This evening is health evening, health day. And really, I didn't prepare anything, but I could always find something and say that I am going to speak about the callus. The callus protects our skin, protects your skin. How many of us know that the callus protects our skin? It protects from what? It protects you from hurting the mucous membrane. That is what the body is designed to do, protect. And sometimes, because of our abuse, nature overprotects, and we develop what we call diseases. And disease is a friend. It's a friend to all of us. It's not an enemy. It is a friend. It is simply nature's way of saying, I love you so much that I will try something to assist you and to aid your recovery. So when you are feeling tired, when you do this treatment, you drop one drop of lemon in one eye in the morning and one drop in the evening, right? And this just, it may seem simple, but it works. I can tell you it works. It's for those who have cataract. Maybe people cannot, some people cannot really tolerate the burning of the lemon. It sounds cruel to some people, but I know it's one of the 8 doctors. It's very good. It works. This treatment works because I am using it. And this takes the place of drugs. Remember that drugs don't cure anything. This cannot cure anything. It doesn't cure it. It helps you cope so you can make it to the next day. And so I thank God for this simple remedy. When the ear doctors can rid the system of whatever has brought on the condition. Right? So we have all these herbs. Drugs never cure. Herbs never cure. The purpose of drugs is to make this, is to make mask, not to make mask symptoms. And the purpose of the herb is pretty much the same thing. It is simply to make make it possible for you to tolerate it. This is one of the big problems medical missionaries are having across the country. We are getting into herbal practice, and we are becoming practitioners. God never called us to be practitioners. I read that again. He says God has never called us to be practitioners. He called us to be medical missionary evangelists. And we are to blend the gospel with the simple remedies. But every treatment is direct attention back to Jesus, who is the author of the solution and cure. Psalms 103:3 says, who forgiveth all our iniquities? Now let us look to that word, iniquities. What does that mean? What mean? It means known and practiced sin. Who healeth all thy diseases? The diseases of the Egyptians. So before Christ can heal us, what must we first do? That's what he said in the book of James. If there be any of you sick among you, you should call the elders the elders of the church, confess your sins before God, and the elders, by faith, should lay hands upon you. Use whatever simple remedies are called for God, are called for, and God will bless according to His word. So this is my little advice to all of us this evening, that when we are sick, we have the elders of the church. We should call for them, use them. If they are really God's people, they can help us, and they surely can help us, because prayer is very important. So keep in mind that the minister of the gospel should be equally a medical missionary. So if he is not a health reformer, he is calling on God to heal the person, and he is in direct opposition to the healing process. He's in opposition to the healing process. So, my brothers and sisters, the evangelist, because the pastor and the medical missionary evangelist should go hand in hand. If that happens, the two union should not be broken, especially if we have the help of the Holy Spirit. We will do a tremendous result, and God will bless because we are following God's plan. So my advice to all of us on this land this evening is always, always put God first and use the simple remedies that He gave us. Because if we use those simple remedies, it may prevent us from a lot of things from happening. So I thank God this evening that He has helped me to believe in these remedies. And I am asking you to trust God and let the Lord lead you. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. My prayer this evening is for all of us to keep trusting God no matter what. And the song says, trust and obey, for there's no other way.
There's no other way.
Jesus, but to trust and obey. So we have to trust and obey God. Thank you, Sister Powell.
Amen. 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 Thank you, my dear Sister Cantinelli, for coming and joining us and also sharing us and encouraging us, you know, about the medical missionary work is the right arm to the gospel. And every one of us, God's people, supposed to be in medical missionary work. And if we follow God's command, as the song says, trust and obey, believe in His word, we will be able to stand in this terrible world around with all different things around us, and especially with our health. So I just want to thank my dear sister for, you know, coming on and sharing. And my dear beloved, I thank every one of us here who join and who share, you know. But I'm asking this evening, my dear beloved, let us start, you know, on the line, join the line a little earlier so that everyone can participate by giving praise to the Lord. You know, our speaker this evening will be Elder Richard Snag. I'm going to share. We are going in prayer now, and we are going to open the line, asking this individual if he could, you know, pray for us. 423-635, your line is open.
Hi, good evening, Sister Powell. Good evening, everyone. I'm just driving on my way home from work. What did you say,
okay.
Sister Powell? I'm sorry.
No, yes, you can just hear. Okay, since you're driving, I want you to keep your eyes on the road.
Yes, yes. I just want to thank God for His blessings, His mercy, His provision each and every day, and just being the God who He is, the creator of heaven and earth and everything else. And I just thank Him for the passion flower. Passion flower promotes the dietary, it's a dietary supplement for anxiety, sleep problems, those that's having problems sleeping, and also help with pain, your heart, the rhythm and the heart beating. Some people have issues with that. Passion flower help with that also. Menopause symptoms and attention those people that have problem with attention deficit, you know, can't keep still or keep you know, anxious at all times. And it also helps with the skin, and it treats hemorrhoids. So passion flower is really powerful. And I just put together a blend of tea for the menopause, those that are going through menopause or hot flashes. I just put together a blend of tea, and this is my passion, to just mix herbs and to research herbs, and knowing that this is the healing are in the leaves. It's the creator that made these things and knew our body would need those to help us, especially in these last days, because we are the weakest generation. So I thank the Lord for providing, and he wants us to search out these calls so he can help us and help others. So thank you, Sister Powell. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Carla. Thank you for coming on, and also thank you for sharing. Right? Thank you for coming on. Thank you for sharing. We have been studying in Genesis 1, 29 each week. We have been reading what God gave us for our first parents, right? The leaf, the fruits, and, you know, we have to follow his command, and it is still binding. And if we follow his command, we know we will be faithful in doing it. So I'm going to open this line that asking for a prayer. Just pray. We tonight, before we listen to the message, my dear beloved, on Advent Light, the enemy is really trying to attack our children, as we heard that the devil is stating that they are going after our children. And each child, or whether it's our blood children, especially the household of faith and their children, you know, we have some family going through various hard situations, trials and tribulation with their children. So tonight, you know, I'm going to open the line, and I'm just going to ask, let us lift up the children, especially our church children. My dear beloved, I do remember on this line, when I look and I saw so much young people, you know, was in the church. I watched many of them from actually kindergarten, and also when they stood up to do their 13th Sabbath, and you saw this whole line of children, you know, going up to repeat their 13 lessons. And, you know, the joy in their heart and their mind. And now when you look back, turn back and look, all these children is out on the street, my dear beloved. And they are in serious trouble out there. And my heart is bleeding. I'm telling you, I am so saddened to see what I saw or what I heard with my children. So tonight, my dear, in our prayer, my God, speaker soon be here. I am going to open the line, and I'm going to ask this number, 518-640, you know. Please, I'm asking you, let us not focus. We're not focusing upon ourselves. We're focusing on our children, our church children, our children in the community, those who are in the classroom. Let us lift them up. So I'm going to open the line for 518-650. Please, my command, I'm telling you, this is just on my heart. Please let us lift up our children and the other prayer requests. Thank you. 518-650, your line is open.
Good evening, Sister Powell. Thank you for opening my line. My name is Paulette Barnaby. I'm calling from Albany, New York. And our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God, as I bow before you this evening, O God, nothing in my hands I bring. Simple to you I come, unworthy and holy and done nothing good. Because of your grace and your mercy, Lord, I'm here. Please, Jesus, search me and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And if there are any wicked ways in me, O God, lead me in the way everlasting. God, I come before you this evening because I am praying for the children, not my grandchildren alone, all the children all over the world in diverse places, oh God. They are your children. You have brought them into this world and they are here for a purpose. So, Lord, the devil is trying to snatch them away and to have them to seek them as wheat, oh God, and to lead them astray. But Heavenly Father, I put all the children into your hand this evening, Lord. Please, take full control of them. Anoint them, O God. Purify them. Have mercy upon them according to your loving kindness, O God. According unto the multitude of your tender mercy. Heavenly Father, take your children tonight and mold them and fashion them into your likeness and make them into what you want them to be. O God, have mercy upon them. They are going astray, God, because they do not realize what they are doing, because Satan wants to have them for himself. But God, in the name of Jesus, I pray this evening, O God, I'm asking you to send your holy angel to encamp round about them. Beat back every darkness, O God, and let your bright light shine around your children. Upon your children, O God, and into your children. Lord, help them to cry to you, Lord. They are not too young to accept you as Lord and Savior. Because you is the creator, you is the sustainer, you is the redeemer, O God, for your children. They are weak, O God, but you are strong. Please, Lord, hold your children with your powerful hand. Bread of heaven, feed them, O God, till they want no more, Lord. Feed them with your word, your Holy Spirit, your love, your mercy, and your grace. Control your children, Jesus. They need you. Father, they need you. They are weak. They need your strength to strengthen them, O God. Lead them in the path of righteousness. God, be with parents. Help a parent, O God, to show love to them so that they may be loved, so that they may not run to look love where there is no love, because there is no love out here, O God. The world just wants to take them and to have them his way. This world is not the world you intended for the world to be, God. But Jesus, you see and you know everything, and I put everything into your hand this evening. You see, all of us as adults, oh God, help us to take the children like every child like is our own child. Heavenly Father, help them to be obedient to their parent, oh God, and help the parent to love them and take care of them and show them the right way that lead to everlasting life. Continue to bless this line this evening, oh God, and all of us on this line. Heavenly Father, whatever we do on this line this evening, let it be a blessing, God. We are unworthy, nothing good in us, but God, you is God, and you know everything about us. Please forgive us of our sins, O God. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Touch every member of our body, O God, and if there is any sickness in our body, Lord, you can move and destroy it, God. Let your holy angel take full control. Lord, continue to bless, continue to lead, continue to guide, continue to control, Lord, continue to let everything be done according to your will. I pray and I give you thanks. In the blessed name of Jesus Christ, we thank you. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Sister Barnaby, for praying for our children. My dear beloved, the next voice you will hear is our speaker. I'm asking you, please, if you could get your writing pad, your pen, your King James Version, right, to listen, and I will just lift up the speaker. Father in heaven, we want to thank you for the prayer that was offered up to you in the most holy sanctuary. Lord, on behalf of all our children from the four corners of the world. And now, dear Lord, you are in control. You know the desire, and also we are lifting up the parents, them, Lord, of their children. Some are going through tribulation. Lord, some are going through mourning situation. So we are asking you for comfort towards them, that the pain that they bear, allow them to know that you told them, cast all my burden and your care upon you because you care for us. So we leave them in your hand. Now, dear Lord, we are lifting up the speaker. While allow the speaker that you will present this message come from the straight heaven where you are, the new bread of life that we all need. Help us, Lord Jesus. Have your own sweet way in all of our life. And we thank you for all the blessings that you have presented to upon us, pour out upon us, traveling mercies to and fro, work to the work situation, in difficult situation. We just want to thank you. So now, Lord, we present the service in your hand. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved, if the speaker is on the line, can you press 1? That I can know how to open your line. And the next voice you will hear, my dear beloved, is the speaker, who brother, Elder Richardson, no stranger of us, right? And we just want to thank him for presenting the message for us tonight. So I'm going to open the line. One strange line message. Make I say this is one. 754, your line is open. Your line is open. That's not the number. Can the speaker, please, I'm asking you, can you press 1 that I will open your line? The speaker is on. Can you press 1, my dear beloved, that I can open your line? I don't see no string number beside that one that I don't know. All right. Okay, my dear beloved, our speaker must be getting ready to come join us. All right. We're going to sing this little song, and we will be waiting on our speaker. Thank you all again for joining, and we are asking our speaker, if you are on the line, can you press 1 that I can identify you on the line to open it? I do it a while ago. 985-232, your line is open. No, not that one. I don't see it. Okay, Sister Carla, can you just 423-635, Sister Carla, can you identify this brother, brother Richardson is on the line? Sister Carla?
Okay. Yes.
Is there? 985?
No.
Huh?
I don't see him on the line. I will call him. So go ahead with the song and I will call him.
Okay. Okay, that's what
Brenda.
Yes, Sister Brenda, I know. All right. We're waiting for a speaker and then in the midst. You know, I told him around 8:30. So we have 5 minutes left. All right. Let us sing. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. tear of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angel descending, ring from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. 754-802, your line is open.
Thank you, sister. Good evening, everyone. I want to share a quick testimony. Can you hear me? Hello.
Amen.
Can you hear me?
Amen. Amen, brother. Elder Richard, we are here. Welcome.
Okay. I'll decrease then, so he can increase. All right.
You are dear brother Elder Richardson?
This is Brother B.
Okay. You're going to present the message.
I thought he was coming on, so I just leave the floor open. But I wanted to share a quick testimony, if you don't mind.
Okay, sure.
Yes, so just 2 days ago, you know, it's Thursday, on Tuesday, I came early to the truck stop, and I had these trucks. These pamphlets that I got from 3ABN camp meeting, they gave us lots of free literature to give out. And so I started to go from truck to truck, handing out the literature and, you know, talking to the people. And the people were very receptive. Not all, but the majority of them were very receptive. And the process of doing that, I mean, she was sleeping in her pickup truck, and she happened to be Catholic. So, you know, I shared my background with her. I went to Catholic school too, and we're able to, you know, find some common ground in our faith in Jesus. And I asked her, you know, what's the difference between a Catholic and a Christian? And, well, she said she never thought of it like that. But I told her, well, the Catholics, you know, they believe in the Pope, but Christians, they believe in God. And she took the pamphlet, and she said that she was going to read it, and it was about the Sabbath, and it, you know, that book highlights, you know, what the Catholic Church is saying and what the Bible is saying. So I pray that, you know, it will be a blessing to her and for all the other people that received a little pamphlet. about the Sabbath. And just one little more, one little part more. And then I go. I decrease now so Elder Richardson can increase. Amen?
Amen.
There is this lady happened to be cooking, you know, because she threw a little pot in the truck. And I smelled the curry. She's like, the woman like Indian food, you know. So upon giving her the book, I knocked on her window. She opened and she received the book. And then I saw some chicharrones right there on her seat. Like, you know, something to snack on, you know, while you're going down the road. And I told her, you know, that these are not good for you. And then she told me that she's diabetic. And I said, well, you know, if you try to eat more a plant-based diet, then the Lord is able to reverse that diabetic disorder. And she was very thankful. And she received the book with a smile. So I just thank God for those two that stood out to me out of the whole parking lot.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you for that wonderful true testimony, right? God wants us to be his representative that we can go out and share, right? What the difference is between the Catholic and what the difference between the... And you know what? I do know that that young lady will be reading that little book brochure. And also, we pray that God will allow that seed that you have planted, that it will be... He will water it and that it will bear fruit. And also, as we are on the health reform, the right arm of the gospel sharing the health message out there to those who do not know. So I just want to thank you, my dear beloved brother, for sharing. Yes, I just still opening, like I opened this line, 301-868, your line is open.
Howdy do, beloved. Thank you so much to the brother for sharing that wonderful testimony. Those are testimony. I do want to share, Sister Powell, as Sister Consonelli, I was trying to jump in from then. As we are medical missionary, I heard Sister Carla came on and she was talking about the passion flower, being able to utilize it. We got to be, we have to be diligent because these natural remedies, they are medical remedies, and if we don't use the right amount, if we don't use the right quality, as Sister Carla shared, she's experimenting, she's researching. If we don't, let me back up. These medical natural remedy that we're sharing, they are potent. Amen? And so if we don't have the right amount, if we don't have the right dosage, we can cause infliction on ourselves and on others. And so I chimed in to say, I heard Sister Consonelli who shared some wonderful wealth of knowledge and information, always on point. The lemon is awesome. It is really, really good for a whole lot of things, Sister. Sister Carla cheered that it was great for, it's great for even cancer, right? And we know that people are listening, and when they hear those words of knowledge, they want to try it. But I do want to, I do want to share. The eye is very delicate. So if you do not have the right dosage, if you do not have the right organic lemon, we can do injury to the eye when we're using that lemon. So please, beloved, I want to caution you. It is great. However, reach out to someone. Sister Carla is very much where Sister Consonelli as well, where they can share the exact dosage that you need to be able to put in your eye, in that delicate organ, all right, before you use that. Right, I just wanted to put that out there because we want to make sure, disclaimer, we're not saying that we're curing anything. What we're sharing is that these are things that we've used that has given us resolve. So I just wanted to put that out there. There's a specific dosage that you have to use, just like any kind of medication that you get conventionally, where they give you a specific dosage that you need to use. You need to use it under the certain condition within a certain amount of hours. And so we want to make sure that we understand that these remedies that we're giving you, they're just as potent and even more than the conventional things, all right? So that's what I wanted to share, Sister Powell, to be able to just interject that as it pertains to the eye and her skin. Make sure that you're reaching out to individuals that know the right dosage that you need to use and the right lemon that you need to use in order to concoct the the eye drops, okay?
Okay. Thank you. I'm asking Brother Elder Richardson, if you're on the line, can you press 1 that I can open your line? Four, two, three, six, three, five, your line open. It's open.
Amen, amen. Yes, just want to say Elder Richardson is on, Sister Powell.
He is what?
931. Elder Richardson is on 931.
Okay. Thank you, Sister.
Amen.
Thank you, my dear. I was... I think I do just know. Okay. 931-332.
Yes.
Thank you, Elder.
I'm open. Well, greetings and salutation to the saints of God, the latter days remnant saints of God. It's so a pleasure to join with you all on this Advent Light Prayer ministry line. It has been a while. I heard your voice, Sister Stephanie, it's a pleasure to hear those voices, Sister Carla. I haven't spoken to Sister Carla for a couple of weeks. I think Sister Carla has been so busy. I myself have about 3 to 4 projects doing. And I want to, just before I go into the health talk, I want to say that, you know, Sister Powell had told me that come on and share whatever updates we haven't heard from you. We'd love to hear your voice. Yes, yes, yes. Praise the Lord. And before I actually share some bitter experience, I would also share the sweet. So experience not too long ago, as the case might be. So let us pray so we can ask the Lord blessing upon us as we gather here in the name of Jesus. All right, so let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful and thankful for your mercies and your blessing. And Lord, I apologize to the saints for running a little late. Lord, I had so much of things doing at the same time, God. But nevertheless, I thank you, Lord, that I can serve in the capacity, Lord, of encouraging your people, Lord, and in provoking them unto love and of good works. Father, I pray your blessings upon us. We invite your presence here in our health study tonight. We ask for your forgiveness of all our sins in thoughts, in words, and in deeds. And Lord, as we fellowship, as we have sweet fellowship, Lord, together in this short space of a time, we pray your blessings upon us. May your presence be revealed in our communication, our conversation, our praying, our testimony that have been given earlier. And Lord, I pray that you will speak by me, to me, for me, in me, Lord, as I speak some words, O Lord, that will bear fruit, O God, in the hearts of your people as they're in the place to receive of your blessing. Bless us, we pray, and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay. Let me first say thank you, Sister Powell, for giving me that call, that 11-hour call. But nevertheless, you know, I'm always ready by the grace of God, as you said, Sister Powell. And I heard you said that you were again going to travel. I'll keep you in prayer, definitely. And it was good to hear Sister Stephanie voice given concerning lemon. Lemon, yes, we had to be careful
that we get the right organic lemons and we use it in the right way. And it's a very good cleansing for the liver. Yes, it is. And it helps so many things. Oh, yes, that lemon. So, Sister Kali, it was nice to hear your voice. I just feel alive again, bring back the old days, the old experiences with Advent Light Ministry. And I hope we are preparing a camp meeting, Sister Powell. I hope you all are preparing a camp meeting middle where we can all meet and gather. I hope that you all may have some good news after I do the presentation. So my short experience, well, as you know, that God, I would say, had been leading. And I'm telling you, in spite of disappointments, I am still trusting God for, I know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. Now, you all understand that that the Lord has blessed us with a building here in Tennessee, in Waynesboro. We were doing very well. And the reason I'm saying were, because it's past. We don't have that building anymore. But we were able to function for a couple of months well. We were leading up to inviting individuals to come to seminars. We went to almost, I would say, we covered three counties in the immediate Waynesboro, Inc City where I live, and also Collinwood. And we went out to Sunday churches, and this is just a report. And we met pastors, and we prayed with them, as I did up in Rhode Island with Brother Chuck and those brethren up there in the ministry, and it was well taken. We got a few rejection to some Sunday church people, and that was expected. Satan didn't like what we were doing. And God blessed so much that I was able to speak, converse with pastors. And they were like intrigued of how the way we came and we visited them. So at times we ate lunch with them and so on, but we didn't eat the meat, you know, and all the things that they had, like a banquet table, like Babylonian banquet table with all these various meats and stuff like that. So we didn't partake of that. So we befriended many pastors. We told them that we will we'd like to bring a health seminar to your congregation. And let me tell you this. About 3 to 4 pastors agreed to, yes, when we are ready and everything like that, yes, we will attend the seminar. Some of the pastors would and some of the members would. And I'm telling you, the devil, I have seen the devil work in such a way that while we were occupying that building, Sister Carly used to come there also and worship with us. We were actually having church service there. And but the plan was to make that place a place where we could have seminars and workshop for Sunday church people, brethren, and even a community. That was the intended plan. And I'm telling you this, we got that building next, and we didn't pay rent, nothing like that. We got it free. We were able, people donated material, they donated all kinds of things for the church. I mean, money, and where we were able to buy refrigerator and stove, and we were putting up a center wall to block off the sanctuary. We bought rug, carpet for the building, everything like that. We had signs already put up, and the mission was called Eden Restored Mission. The plan, everything was in place. We had big banner already made and to put up. We had three angels logo on the door, and we had the time that we were having services and so on. It was going so well. And Satan knew that this would have been such a great impact and so successful. He even caused those brethren who was working with us, with me there, who called themselves Present Truth. And I'm telling you, Sister Kali experienced some of these things. And I'm telling you, the kind of doctrine they believe in about the Holy Spirit is not equal with God and all these things. And I had to shout it out and tell them straight up. I had a sermon preach, and I was preaching about the Godhead and about the Holy Spirit, and the devil was so angry that some of these brethren, could you imagine that? Some of these brethren in the mission stood up against me while I was about to close the preach, in preaching, and you could see the evilness that was in them. And I had to ask them to exit the sanctuary. I had one of the elders walk them out. This is to tell you how intense the enemy was fighting against us, because he knew what was our intended purpose for that building. Brothers and sisters, we had a wall. A person donated almost $1,000 for material for the wall. We had that already was going up. We had all the frame of the wall. We had plywood going up already. We had people give money for PA system. We had PA system. We had rock. We had curtain put up. Sister Carla should have told you all about all of that, but it was going so well. We had a church, Sunday church, in the same area of the building. That they were, I told them about the seminar that we were going to have. So she said, yes, she will invite her whole church to come to the seminar. This is how the enemy had worked. Some of these brethren rise up against me and they start to insult and criticize. I have seen the devil at work firsthand, brethren and sisters. And I'm telling you, yes, things didn't go as it should. Things were shut down. The owner took back the building. But I'm telling you, God has worked out and is working out some other means and ways to get things kick-started again for the mission of the ministry to begin to continue this work. And I'm telling you, I praise God for whatever the Lord have permitted and allowed to happen. And I'm not looking at it as a discouragement or in any way. I know all things work together for good. There were some people in the mission, in the ministry, that need to have been weeded out. And I was praying. I said, God, you work the way in which you will want it to work. And I'm telling you, that's the way the Lord worked it out, where these folks just say, no, I cannot continue being a part of this. And I thank God he worked it out in his own way and in his own time. So I praise God for that, you know, that God was able to work in that way. So I just wanted to bring you all that report to let you all know that let us keep faithful no matter what we may be going through or being disappointed in whatever way. We need to trust God, to believe that God will work together for good to those that love him. And I know that God will bless us as we continue by his grace to be faithful under all trying circumstances. So again, I see my time is limited here, and I don't want to keep the saints. So just want to thank God again for the opportunity of presenting, by the grace of God, the message, this short message, for us to really understand that we are living at the end of time, the end where things are already beginning to come to pass. Things are falling in place. We see the fulfillment of many things that are happening in and around us. And God is calling us by his grace to live faithful in every aspect of our lives. So I will go right into the study, and my little presentation is coming from the book called Counsel and Health. Counsel and Health. And it's the topic of it, a degenerate race. We have to understand that from the very beginning, when God created man and he created the universe and everything and our earth, 6 days, everything was done and complete. The Bible said it was what? It was very good. God gave us every good thing. Every good gift and every perfect gift come from us, from God. And we know that God has given us health, and he created us so that we can worship him in the sense of living that life by his grace, that our lives can exemplify him, that our lives can be a witness, our lives can be a testimony against or for those who are looking at us, living epistles read and known of all men. Let us understand, brethren and sisters, that because of sin, our bodies has been enfeebled. Our bodies has been degenerated. We know when we read the book of Genesis from chapter 1 to chapter 6, before the flood there, we have seen that God have given man everything good. And man have, we see man have disobeyed. Man have caused sin, and we know that sin have caused death and decay, ill health, and we have to die and all these things. But God had made provision in spite of the sin problem, in spite of whatever is a result of sin, yet we can trust in God and to know God and to come to a knowledge of understanding that God is able to keep us from falling. God is able to keep us in health, for he wishes above all things that we prosper and be in health. Listen to what the servant of the Lord said in regards concerning our condition where God created us for his purpose. She said, I was shown that Satan's power is especially exercised upon the people of God. Could you imagine that? He's exercising his power upon us. We are his target. That's why Peter said, be sober, be vigilant, because the adversary, he's our adversary, the devil, is as a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he could devour. She said, many were presented before me in a doubting, despairing condition. Are we in a doubting, despairing condition, brethren? That's the question. Are we? She said, the infirmities of the body, listen to this, affects the mind. Now, remember, we are talking about health here. Whatever affects our body affects the what? The mind. The Bible said, Paul said to the Corinthians, whether therefore you eat or you drink or whatsoever you do, do what? All to the glory of God. And we know that we, if we defile this body that God has given us as stewards, in whatever way, we know what will happen, what will be the end result. God shall destroy such a one at the end of time. So God wishes above all things that we what? That we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospereth. I know if we understand to the fullest context about healthy lifestyle living, we would not have to resort to all these herbs and all these kind of things, because our body will be in the pink of health. Yes, we'll have to have a knowledge and knowing about medical missionaries so we can help others. But we of our own selves must live a healthy life mentally, physically, and spiritually. If God is saying, I wish above all things, 1 John 3:2, I wish above all things that we prosper and be in health. That's physical, that's mental health. Even as your soul prospereth, that's spiritual health. So, we have and should walk in healthy lifestyle living each and every day. And what does that mean? That means that our diet must be plant-based, right? We must follow the laws of health, sunshine, exercise, 8 hours rest and over. Our diet should be in place, and everything like that should be in place. She continues to say here that the infirmities or the complications of the body affects the mind when we break the laws of health. She said, a cunning and powerful enemy attends our steps. He watches us at every turn and employs his strength and skill in trying to turn us out of the right way. And it is too often the case that the people of God are not on their watch. And that is why we find ourselves falling and failing so many times, because we are not watching unto prayer. We are not, practicing, that's the word, practicing what we have where knowledge is concerned. What is the sense having knowledge? You know what is right and wrong, and we are not following protocol. To him, the Bible says to know to do good and do it not to him, it is what? It is sin. It is sin. And when we realize that we need to follow the blueprint of God's word, of knowing and following strict health, brethren and sisters, when we know to do that, we know that God said, I will not cause any of these diseases to come upon you, as was the Egyptians, yes? At times in our lives, through the environment, or maybe it's through something we didn't wash good and eat, and or maybe we ate from somebody and things was not done in the right way, or they add some kind of ingredient and we feel sick in some way or the other, is because we are not fully, not in compliance. We got to really watch what we eat. Even in the in our churches, when they have potluck, we got to watch because many of these brethren that cooks food and prepare food, they put ingredients in it that are not healthy. I know that firsthand. So it's important for us to understand that, brethren and sisters. She said he works. That's the enemy. She said he works, right? And it's too often the case that people of God are not on their watch. Therefore, are ignorant of his device. So he works by means which will best conceal himself from view. So he's always hiding. That he has been doing that from day one. We knew how he did not come openly to Eve, right? We know he used the snake as a medium, right, that we call ventriloquism, to speak through. He does not show himself because they were warned, our parents were warned, that he would come and tempt and at the tree that God said do not partake of. But he came and cloaked himself in that form and spoke to that serpent. And so he's doing the same today, brethren and sisters. He's doing the same today. And this is why it is important for us to realize that God has permitted light to shine in our pathway. And under all trying circumstances, we ought to follow the true pattern, the true example of Christian living. Now, as I said, I wish I had more time. I see time have crept up on me. But what I want to say here, brethren, is this, that we as a people are preparing for the time of trouble. All right? And I know we have heard it many times, oftentimes, and we understand as a people that we have great light above. We have great light above the those that are in the world and even amongst the other denomination. We are very fortunate as a people to know all these things. We have all these books. We have all this knowledge about protocol, about healthy living and abstinence from unhealthy foods and all these things. Thank God for that. And we are to prepare ourselves for what is coming. We know that the 144,000 must need come up to every principles in their diet, in their dress, in our lifestyle, in our conversation. They must need come up to every light and truth that God has permitted to shine in our pathway. You see, at a time of ignorance, God winks at, but now he's commanded every man everywhere to repent. So God is calling us as a remnant people, God's last day, call out of a world of darkness into his marvelous light. Sister White said, we must strive to be part of the 144,000. And we know that their diet, the 144,000 diet, is all plant-based diet. Yes, we may prepare ourselves, our lives, for what we know in preparing for the coming crisis where our diet is concerned. But yet it may not be God's will for us to go, to be part of the 144, even though we, Sister White encourage us to strive to be part of the 144,000. That means bringing our lives into conformity in every aspect of our living and our lifestyle. Our character must come up in every point in relationship to God's ideal. And when we do that and we have that experience like Jacob, we know it's going to prepare us for the coming crisis. So our diet has a lot to do with our preparing for the time of Jacob's trouble. We had seen it in the time of Daniel. Yes, Daniel chapter 1, when the king's food was allotted to them, right, in the courts of Babylon. Yet Daniel and his companion refused to eat of the dainties of the king's meat and asked for a plant-based diet, pulse, right? A plant-based diet, and we see the result of that diet in which the Hebrews followed after. They were much fairer and much fatter. 10 days, he told Melzer, to prove us and see. And they were more where knowledge and wisdom, and they were their countenance were much healthier. So it is the same preparation that we need in these last days to a greater extent. Just as Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were, their lifestyle of a diet was preparing them for that image that Nebuchadnezzar set up in the plain of Dura, right? And we understand that has a spiritual application to that image which will be the image of the beast, the papacy. It have to do with worship. If any man worship the beast and his image, case might be, just as Nebuchadnezzar called to bow down to worship this image, we know that Sunday law, when it is passed, we know that it will be law of the land that we bow down and worship, all right, the papacy and to accept Sunday as a day of worship. It's the same scenario playing out here, brethren and sisters. And if our diet is not up to par, if our diet is not in place, if our diet is not followed through until Jesus comes, then we are in serious trouble, very serious trouble. I know we need to understand about, you know, different various aspects of diseases and nutrition and all these things, but it is very important that we understand that our diet much have to do with our building of a healthy mindset, as God indicated, as the Lord indicated, he wish above all things that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospereth. So God desires to be healthy, not to be sickly. And in the book Patriarchs and Prophets, under the law given at Sinai, when we read the sixth commandments, I will ask each and every one of you to read that chapter on the sixth commandment, that where the Sister White quoted, anything that tends to lessen the life forces is killing. So whatever we do that are breaking the laws of health, in, be it not getting enough rest, not adequate amounts of water, not eating nutritious food, not exercising, not getting sunshine, and all these aspects about health, then we are breakers of God's law. And we know when God's law, when we break God's law, especially of health, it doesn't forgive. So we ought to follow true and true the laws of health. And we ought not to complain and say, you know, I cannot afford a plant-based diet, is expensive. Brethren, that is not true. That could never be true. As a matter of fact, When you add it up and you spend money for, and I'm speaking in a general term, when you go and buy cheese and eggs and milk and fish and all these various foods of an animal diet, do you know how much money that comes up to? Especially shrimps and all these things, a pound of it, shrimp must be about $16, $18. And crabs and all these things, thank God we don't have to deal with those unhealthy food that the Bible tells us in Leviticus 11 to abstain from. And even the good flesh, we know that in the sense where God permitted to eat flesh, because after the flood, we understand that God permitted man to eat the flesh because there was no vegetation, right? But when the earth was to be restored back to the plant and food, vegetables and fruits, we were to leave out from the eating of the meat and to go back to the plant-based diet. But we see the majority, even amongst God's people in those days, were eating animals' flesh, even the good one. And we see what was the result. We see that people lived longer in almost 1,000 years. And we see how life has depleted, where people is not even living long. They are dying. They are dying before their time. They are getting sick and all these things because we are not following the original diet. So, brethren, I want to leave with us today that we need to follow God's original diet in every aspect. We need to also, for our mental health, we need to make sure that we meditate and we exercise faith, right? That's a spiritual aspect of it. And we need to have a daily walk with God. We need to have a daily experience of the three aspects of our building, the physical, the mental, and the spiritual. So I pray that we'll be encouraged to continue to follow on what God has blessed us with, and continue to be faithful and preparing for what is coming by the grace of God. I want to thank you. I know time has run out on me, and I want to thank each and every one of you for your time and patience, and I want to thank Advent Light Ministry brethren for giving me the occasion and the opportunity to bring to us tonight encouragement of what is needed in preparing for the final crisis. And let us be in place. Let us continue to be faithful in serving the Lord and in falling on to know him. Thank you. God bless. Have a good night, each and everyone. Thank you all.
Brother, Elder, would you like to pray? And then I will just come.
Okay. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name. Father, we are thankful and grateful for the opportunity, Lord, to gather here on this Thursday night for the health aspect of it. We want to thank you for your blessings, Lord, for reminding us, dear God, what is needed in our lives, in our health, in not only in our diet, Lord, but more so our spiritual health, which is a relationship with Jesus, which is a connection with Jesus, abiding in the vine, and Lord, entrusting in the everlasting arms of Jesus, and to be mentally alerted and mentally prepared in our minds to continue to be faithful under all trying circumstances, and to hold on to you by faith and exercising faith on our part, that spiritual aspects of exercising that we need, Lord, so our spiritual body can be strong, our knees can be strong, our eyes we can see, Lord, and our ears we can hear, and our mouth, Lord, we can speak your words, dear God. I pray for each and every one that are on this prayer line. I pray your blessing be upon them. I pray your grace be extended. I pray your healing, Father, of restoration and grace, Father, your reviving and awakening of primitive godliness in and amongst us. Dear God, you see and understand and know the need of each and every one of us. And I pray, Lord, that we will seek you night and day. Lord, that we will search for you with all our hearts. Lord, that we will hold on to you, Lord, and not let you go, but to wrestle with you, Lord, to pray without season, to learn to do well, to eschew evil, Lord, and to pray and fast and weep between the porch and the altar, to cry aloud to lift up our voice like a trumpet, Lord, and to minister, thus said the Lord. And so, Lord, bless each and every one. Bless Sister Powell. Be with her. She has to travel again. I pray you'll give her traveling mercies. I pray a blessing on her in a special way. Lord, be with her. And also, Sister Carla, Lord, I pray your continued blessings and healing and your grace be upon her also in a special way. And Father, Sister Leola, I pray blessings and grace be upon her. Lord, and your blessing be upon Sister Stephanie, Brother Rick, Lord, and the many, Sister Constance, and all the others, Brother Eli, and the many others. Oh, God, I pray your blessing. Be with us all. Help us all to be faithful, Lord. And we thank you. We praise you. We honor, we glorify, and we magnify your name. We pray these mercies and blessings. For Christ's sake, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Helder, for that presentation. And I'm telling you, we are blessed tonight. And beloved, we know that as we have been, Elder have been present, as he present the message, right, we know what God have given unto us with Elder to reform, and it is the right arm to the gospel. And we just pray that, you know, when we listen to these messages, we go back and read these quotes, wonderful quotes that God have given unto us that brought Elder, dear beloved Elder, you know, just inform us, you know, just help us that we will all be ready and waiting, you know, to take out this message to the world. And I just want to thank Helder. And we know that we are all preparing for the final crisis. We know what is coming down upon the world. So let us stick together, my dear beloved. Let us look to Christ in everything we do. And I will just say, I wouldn't close the line. They still give us a little broader. If anyone would like to, you know, something that you heard a while ago and do not understand, if you would take off yourself off the line to ask Brother Helder, our dear Helder, and I know he will answer yours. And I just remind my dear beloved that tomorrow night will be the Sabbath, and we are asking you all to invite someone on the line so that we can usher in the Sabbath and have a blessed time with our Lord. So I'm asking you, you can press number one if you want to just take off yourself and just a minute, just a teacher minute. Before we close, because we want to be temperance, my dear beloved, in everything. And as we listen to our elder, the little disappointment with the building of the temple and what took place, you know, we know Satan is at work, you know. And if we have to really be guarded, because he is there out for us, that just as how he is out for our children, he is out for our brothers and our sisters. So we just have to depend upon Jesus. And we know that Elder Richardson still have faith in the Lord and know that, you know, despite of that little endurance, God is able to carry them through. So we want to thank God for the report. And now, dear Lord, now we will just close up and give thanks. You know, I don't know if Sister Stephanie have anything. No, I do the wrong one. Sorry. Okay, okay, see if she wants. Oh, she's not there. Okay, so I just kind of close up. Let we have another word of prayer. Father, we just want to thank you for this opportunity with a wonderful, wonderful command as the health message tonight, Lord, for each one of us, and to follow your diet that you have given unto us from creation. Lord, we know we can't do it alone, so we are asking you, dear Father, to help us that we will help you and we will do your will. Continue to bless us, we pray. Help us to be faithful, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, my dear beloved. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved. Hello. Yes, my dear.